It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 36. I'm going to come out with merch. I'm telling you right now. I know I said it a while ago, but I am probably coming out with merch at the end of this month, if not next month. I'm just putting it out there in case anybody cares and wants a really cool something that says it's an odd world after all or whatever I come up with. And the reason why it's taking so long is, well, for one, I was in Italy. And then for two, I want to make sure it's good. So I'm going to get some like samples and stuff and make sure everything looks good before I'm like, here's my merch. Because I don't want you guys to be disappointed. And quite frankly, I don't want to have you guys purchase something that's complete and utter shit. Anyhow, that aside, we're going to say happy birthday today. Happy birthday, March 8th, babies. We're still in Pisces season. And guess what? We're going to read your birthday today. So here we go.
Happy birthday.
March 8 people harbor a fiercely independent spirit beneath their outward veneer of endearing affability. So while they may give the impression of conforming to the norm, to some extent, they are often actually working to undermine accepted conventions. This somewhat subversive approach is not prompted by a need to be perverse for defiance's sake, although the free-spirited individuals born on this day are naturally resistant to submitting to hidebound rules and regulations, but rather because they find it easy to identify the flaws and contradictions of a previously unchallenged approach and to formulate a better solution. Indeed, people born on March 8th are often blessed with the highly developed intellectual qualities of inquiry and lateral thinking, as well as being inherently sensitive and empathetic towards others. Such characteristics mark them out as potentially great reformers or inspirational trailblazers, especially in the academic, scientific, artistic, literary, and social spheres. As children, March 8th people will have to accept the hard lesson that society demands adherence to its mores. But if their parents respect their individuality and give them understanding and a sufficient degree of sympathetic guidance, they will benefit from the opportunity to learn to channel their talents positively. Otherwise, there is a danger that the compulsion experienced by these people will find negative outlets, or that they will cut themselves off from others altogether. This is not to say that they should suppress their independence of thought, but simply to remember the value of compromise. Their virtues are perceptive, independent, persevering. Their vices are disconnected, obstinate, and undermining. So again, happy birthday, you March babies. Also, I had a really weird noise happen, and I am the only one in the house right now, which is very rare, but the only one in the house, and I went and checked it out, and there was nothing wrong. Anyhow, we're starting this whole episode off spooky on my end, so I hope it's going to be spooky on your end. So here we go.
This comes from CEO_of_damassery on Reddit.
Before I was born, my mom had been standing in front of the kitchen sink when she felt a hand on her shoulder. When she turned around, there was nobody there. On a different day, my dad had been standing in the same spot in front of the kitchen sink when he felt my mom hug him from behind. However, when he turned around to hug her back, there was nobody there. Growing up, there were always strange, inexplicable incidences. I don't remember much before my teen years, but as a teenager, this spirit seemed to take a particular interest in me. Maybe it was because I acknowledged her, and I wasn't afraid. My aquarium light would turn onto a random setting on its own, and more than once, I felt someone behind me when I was home alone. My bedroom door would also open a little bit, every now and then, as if my mom was checking on me or someone had slipped into my room. There was a shadow figure that I often wrote off as being in my head, but two of my friends saw the shadow moving throughout the house on the same night, but at separate times. My older sister came to visit once when I was about 15. She brought a Ouija board with her and managed to coax me into trying it at roughly midnight that night, once our parents were in bed. Our mom never wanted us to try a Ouija board due to a really bad experience of hers with one when she was our age. Curiosity got the better of me though, so we set up the board in front of the kitchen sink. Soon enough, the planchette was moving to our questions. I thought maybe my sister was playing with me, but she's too boring for that to even enter her mind. Here are some of the questions and answers. Question: Where are you from? Britain. Are you a woman? Yes. When did you die? 42. When were you born? 4. Were you a mother? Yes. How many kids did you have? 2. Are you attached to something in this house? Yes. What are you attached to? There was no answer. Do you know who this is? My sister talking about me. Yes. And spells out my full name. Did you watch us grow up? Yes. Were you the one turning on my aquarium light and such? Yes. How did you die? Unintelligible answer. At about that point, the answers became mostly indecipherable, so we decided to say goodbye. Other things have happened since, which I attribute to the spirit just telling us that she's still around. I sadly moved out a few years after our Ouija board experience, but I keep thinking about that spirit. She was born and died roughly 2,000 years ago in Britain, and was now attached to something in our house in Australia. I have no idea what she could possibly be attached to in that house, and how she got there. Apparently, when my family sold my childhood home, where all of this happened, the spirit was extra active. My mom said it was as if she was protesting us leaving. I find myself missing this mysterious spirit that watched me grow up. My current house feels quiet and empty without any paranormal activity in it. And she was definitely the kindest spirit that I've encountered so far. It makes me wonder, as this person does, how this spirit got there. And honestly, the spirit sounds super freaking lonely. And if the spirit was a mom, I can't even imagine, like, if you were to pass away and then not have your children on the other side, do you just kind of get stuck? I honestly don't know. I'm just trying to think of things in my head, you know, who knows? But I will give kudos to the fact that they said goodbye on the Ouija board, because no matter how afraid you are, if you are afraid, or if you're just playing a Ouija board, period, please say goodbye, because that is so bad if you leave it open and you don't say goodbye. And we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from @4chi-devil on Reddit.
I was laying on my couch and opened my eyes. Just at the moment, a fuzzy, white ball of energy drifted past me. It went out through the wall of the house. I did not see its entry. I heard nothing, and there was no temperature change, and it didn't touch me. Curious what it could have been. I've had numerous close encounters with the paranormal, but this was a first. This story was super short, but really weird because a fuzzy ball of energy, like a fuzzy ball of energy, not just like a ball of energy, you know, like light, you know, the normal thing. I mean, I guess it's not normal, but you know what I'm saying. But fuzzy, that's so freaking weird, right? I mean, has anybody else had that happen? Because that is a new one for me. And I have no idea what that could be. I've never heard of a fuzzy spirit, fuzzy ball of light, fuzzy entity of, I'm sorry. This one really took me a while to process, and is apparently still taking me a while to process. But I actually spoke with this person and they have a ton of stories, but I'm not going to share them all right now because I want this one to just kind of sit with you guys for a minute, because like, what? I don't know. What do you think it could be? Have you had this happen to you? I don't know. But later on, I'll share this person's other stories because there's a ton of them. Like I said, I just wanted this one to sit with you because it's just so freaking bizarre. So anyhow, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.